Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. Hello, hello. Frankie's here again. I can't get rid of this guy. You know what I mean? He's always here. Come on, Frankie. I want you out of here, man. But I like your music, guy. Oh, yeah. Oh. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Frankie. That's enough. Oh, it sounds good, though, doesn't it? Come on, Frankie. So, hello, world. I hope you're living in the now. You know what the now is? It's right now. No worrying. No. You know what? If you worry for one day, the day, guess what? You've lost one day of peace. So live in the now and everything will turn out guaranteed. But you have to think positive. I know that for a fact. I've learned that. It's going to be philosophy. We have a special guest. Yes. And the special guest is Socrates. Oh, yeah. I think it was Socrates that he won't tell me, but Socrates says, he said, one thing I do know is I do not know. I like that one. Thanks, Socrates, for that one. So we're going to start by telling you the phone number to call in. I want, use a phony name. Change your voice. It's okay. 347-826-7154. Yes. Yes. Call in. We want to hear. I want to hear. And tell the world how to get out of this a bunch of turmoil of life. But hey, call in. I'm going to tell you again. 347-826-7154. Oh, yeah. It's philosophy time. So, what I was going to say to you is just a couple of philosophies before we bring Socrates in. Socrates is busy right this minute. I belong to no religion. My religion is love. Every heart is my temple. Actually, Jesus said that. Jesus said you don't have to go to church. Your heart is your temple. But anyway, that's enough of that. And what else do I have? I have so many things. So many. Okay. Life is really too short to worry about stupid things, okay? Have fun. Fall in love. Regret nothing. And don't let people bring you down. Yo, yo, yo. So be gentle with yourself. Remember, you are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. In this noisy confusion of life, keep peace in your soul. And that's true. Quietness will do it. You know, another thing is, before you speak in this world now, because everybody's screaming and yelling, and I could mention it, it's just insane the world is. Before you speak, I'm going to say T-H-I-N-K, which stands for think. And so T-H-I-N-K. Is it true what you're going to say before you speak? H, is it helpful? I, is it inspiring? N, is it necessary? And K, is it kind? You can answer that, those questions, boy, you know, you got it made, that's for sure. So, here we go. Optimism is a happiness magnet. I'll repeat it because somebody just has come into the workshop, into listening. Optimism is a happiness magnet. If you stay positive, good things and good people will be drawn to you. And it's important. It's important for change. When you're in a negative space, I know this for sure because I have been there, nothing changes. Nothing. So when you get positive, everything is for the good. Next, you know you're getting wiser when you can smile at something today that would have made you feel angry in the past. So, you wait a lifetime to meet someone who understands you, accepts you as you are. At the end, you find that someone all along has been you. Okay, wanted to say next Monday, I got a gig and I'll be out of town. So I apologize for that. But I know you'll understand. Okay. You know, when you've made the right decision, I'm going to tell you this right now, when there is peace in your heart. When you dance to the rhythm, people may not understand you. They may even hate you. But that's too bad. Okay, Einstein, let's do it, Albert. I love you, guy. Let's hear what you have to say. Everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. Match the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics. Thanks, Albert Einstein. You know, we're all visitors to this time, this place. We are just passing through. Our purpose here is to observe, to learn, to grow, to love, and then we return home. And talking about that, I put a sign on the back of my car, and it says, just visiting this planet. Which is so true. Talking about visiting this planet, I was racing in a country so fast, the police stopped me to give me a speeding ticket. And the car I had at the time had the same thing on the back, just visiting this planet. So I said, hey, officers, the two of them, please read this behind my car first before you do anything. And they read it. They said, just visiting this planet. And they turned to me and said, so are we. And I got a speeding ticket. End of story. Okay. Here we go, Socrates. Come on in. Socrates. We love you. We know why you stayed alive. Come on. Well, here he is, coming from the sky. Hi, come on, Socrates. Socrates. Wow. Okay. Here he is. How he stayed alive, he said that same thing I said before. One thing I do know is I do not know. Okay, here we go, Socrates. Tell him, I'm going to read it for you. To move the world, we must first move ourselves. Next. You know, Socrates believed that philosophy should achieve practical results for the greater well-being of society. He strongly believed that humans' choice was motivated by the desire for happiness. He believed this could be achieved by truly knowing ourselves, and the greater we know ourselves, the greater the ability to make choices that will bring us the everlasting happiness we desire. Well, that's what Socrates says, but I would say what happiness is really a state of mind. So here's the 15 best Socrates quote pictures, okay? Because of his profound impact and truly great mind, we decide to put together this collection of Socrates quote pictures. These quotes are short, but are full of wisdom. And when I was in astrology class last week, they talked about the planets fighting with each other, and I don't want to go into it, but the Pluto, Uranus, and the opposite to all this negativity is the wisdoms to survive. Okay? So read these. I'm going to read these slowly and think about how you can apply each one to your daily life so that you can live with more happiness, success, and fulfillment. If you find value in this list, please comment or share or phone me. 347-826-7154. I repeat. Comment and share to help others along with their journey. We're all in this together, so enjoy. And number one is, Socrates said, well, Socrates is going to say everything, not me. Wisdom begins in wonder and in awe, A-W-E. The next one is quite simple, the way this is. Know thyself. Thank you, Socrates, for that. This is from Thinking Humanity. Thank you, Thinking Humanity. The best way to predict the future is to create it. That's by Peter Drucker. Thank you, Peter. Okay. Number three, let him who would move the world first move himself. Number four, the way to gain a good reputation is to endeavor to be what you desire to appear. Yes. Number five. We can easily forgive a child who is afraid of the dark. The real tragedy of life is when men are afraid of the light. The way to gain a good reputation is to endeavor to be what you desire to appear. I repeated that again. Okay, number five. Number seven. Okay, it's going to say, the secret of happiness, you see, is not found in seeking more, but in developing the capacity to enjoy less. Oh, boy. It's not living that matters, but living rightly. Thank you, Socrates. He is richest who is content with the least, for content is the wealth of nature. Thank you, Socrates. I keep thanking you, Socrates. I wish you were here. But you are. Socrates said, number 10, to find yourself, think for yourself. Thanks, Socrates. Number 11, the secret of change is to focus all of your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new. Focus, focus, focus. That's like you were saying, when you regret nothing is the beginning of all wisdom. So in other words, focus on the new. This is going to be a short evening because I have to get ready. I'm going to say it again. I'm out of town next week at a gig. Okay. Number 12, false words are not only evil in themselves, but they infect the soul with evil. Wow. Number 13, beware the barrenness of a busy life. Number 14, be as you wish to seem. Thank you, Socrates. And the last one, I cannot teach anybody anything. I can only make them think, and that's important. But what I wanted to say, more than anything, is that with these planets, what's happening, which I will not repeat because it's on the negative side, what the astrologers are saying, is that the opposite to it is wisdom's philosophies to live by. And it works, because I lived that way for a lot of time in my life, let me tell you. Anyway, got to go. I wanted to leave all this few information so you can think, because I can only share. Okay. So have a great week, but live in the now. Live right now, right this moment. You're listening to me. So, world, God bless you. Not next Monday. I'm away March the 1st. It'll be March the 8th. I shall return. That's what MacArthur said. I shall return. And I will too. MacArthur and I will return. Have a great one. And don't let the turkeys get you down. Remember that. God bless everybody. Have a great week. And we're going to put Frankie on to end. Come on. Oh, yeah. Enjoy. Relax. Remember the breathing? 8 times in counting, 8 times out. That's it. That's it. 3 times. Breathe in 8. Count out 8. Slowly. Slowly. I will do a meditation. I don't know which one, but we'll do one. I don't know if it'll be March the 8th or not. Monday. Take care. Have 2 good weeks. Love you all. And all a good night. Bye for now. And Frankie, goodbye to you too. But I love you, man. I love you. Say goodbye, Frankie. See you March 8th.